What's up, everybody? This is Enrico Ambrister, your host of the Speaker Secrets podcast. Welcome in. Now, before we get today's episode started, I just want to commend you for showing up for yourself. We all know that there are so many distractions, so many things that we can get into on YouTube, on Twitter, on social media, just in general, right? And the fact that you are here and that you were intentional about listening to this podcast and listening to this episode shows that you're my tribe, right? Because you're the reason why I created this podcast. You're all about absorbing information to make yourself better and to push yourself forward. And I admire that. And I appreciate not only you showing up for yourself, but also supporting me. I appreciate that so much. So thank you for being here. And I'm excited about today's episode. Let's just get right into it. Now, this episode was inspired by two separate events, I guess you can say. Now, if you are a regular on Twitter, like I am, every so often you'll see a tweet that's like, it's not a crossword puzzle, but it's one of those puzzles that has hidden words in it. So like a word search puzzle. And it's often accompanied with the caption, okay, the first three words that you see is how your August is going to be, for example. So you look at the little word search puzzle and you might see love, money, and happiness. And you're like, okay, these are the three things that are going to be predominant in my life within the next month. So that was the first thing that really inspired this episode. But at the time of recording this episode, we're going into August. We're going into a new month. And what I decided going into this new month was to really think about what my goals are. What are the things that I want to achieve in the next month? And what does August look like for me? And for me, when I do that, anytime I decide what my goals are going to be and I revisit them, right? I always divide them into three categories. And these three categories, these three words, really lead me forward in identifying what are the day-to-day things that I need to do to push me forward. And so for me, it's always health, wealth, and creation. So let's say I'm in a place in my life where I feel like I'm getting stuck or I'm not moving forward. I always go back to the basics and say, okay, Enrico, your top three things, the three themes of your life that are going to push you forward is health, wealth, and creation. So write down health, okay? When it comes to health, what do you need to do in August to push you forward to really make sure that you're accomplishing your goals as it relates to your health, as it relates to your wealth and your abundance? What are you focused on? As it relates to creation, right? What does that mean to you? Not only when it comes to the podcast, but what are you creating in your life? What kind of vibes are you creating, right? And so these two events, between me seeing those tweets on Twitter that really focus on those three words, and also me taking time out to myself to figure out, okay, what do I need to do based on these three words? I came up with the idea of this podcast, and I want you to do the same thing. Chances are, if you're listening to this, we are in a new month, or maybe you're discovering this at a completely separate time than when it was published, whatever. Whenever you hear this, right, what I want you to do is think for the next month, what are the three words that represent the themes that want to push you forward? What are your three words? If you haven't done so already, I encourage you to take time today, take time after this episode, take time this week, and really sit and think, hey, if I had to categorize what I want my life to look like in three words over the next month, over the next 6 months, what would that be? Do I want to focus on prosperity? Do I want to focus on growth? Do I want to focus on joy or happiness or income? What are those three words? And that's all I have for you today. Honestly, my challenge for you is for you to identify what it is that's going to push you forward. You listening to this podcast is not going to give you those answers. The point of this episode was to give you a framework that you can go by, right? And an encouragement, especially if you haven't really taken the time out to reassess your goals, to reassess your daily habits. This is an invitation for all of us, just to take some time and say, look, all right, let's simplify things, right? Because I'm sure all of us, we have a million things that we want to do, a million things that we want to accomplish, but realistically, we have to take a day at a time. Realistically, we can't do everything every day, right? So this is an invitation for all of us today, after this episode, this week. Please don't let it go too long. Please don't listen to this episode and just go on with your life and not do this, all right? Don't waste your time listening to this and not following through with the second half of what's really required of this process. So I want all of us to really take the time out to figure out, okay, what are my themes for the next month? What are the three things that I'm moving towards? You're more than welcome to identify more than three, but no less than three. I find that three is the sweet spot. And if you've been with me for a while, you understand the power of three and how important three is, right? But that's another episode for another day. My challenge for all of us this week is just to identify those three words, those three themes that we want to use as our guiding lights to push us forward. And when you identify those, then let's start to break it down. Okay, if you want to achieve prosperity over the next month, what does that look like? Does that mean consuming content that is geared towards prosperity? Does that mean reimagining what your idea of prosperity is? Does that mean getting on your laptop and applying for another job for a second source of income, right? If the word is forgiveness, what does active forgiveness for the next month look like to you? How are you going to move forward with forgiving people, right? So that's our challenge this week. Identify what our three words are that are going to push us forward over the next month. And let's just take those words and break them down step by step. What is something that we can do every day to move us forward, right? So my friends, that is my encouragement for you today. We got this, man. I promise you, we got this. We in this together, all right? The same thing. Listen, everything that I bring here on the podcast, it applies to me too, all right? So I want you to know this isn't me preaching at you. This is something where, honestly, a lot of times when I'm here recording this podcast, I feel like an oracle, but the message that's coming through is just for me, as much as for me as it is for you. I promise you that. So we're all in this together. And I love you and I appreciate your presence here and your willingness to be on this journey with me, right? All right. So my friends, I love you and I look forward to hearing about what your three words are. You know, tell me what they are, whether that's through email, on social media, through text, leave me a rating or a review on the podcast, get in touch with me. I look forward to hearing more about how these three words are going to continue to push you forward and how they're going to really, in a way, be catalysts for the transformation of our lives. Make sure that you share this with someone else, encourage someone else to identify those three words as well so that you can have an accountability partner. And that's all I have. I love you all so much. And until next time, this is your host, Enrico Ambrister, signing off.